Hi, my name's Lucy.
Hi, my name's Sarah.
And our title of our story is called The Very Snowy Christmas. Once upon a time, in a street named Pineville, a mouse named George lay in his bed.
His best friend was Lily, and they loved to play together.
One day, George and Lily were playing outside together when suddenly it started to snow. So they had a great idea to build a snow mouse.
George's mum shouted them in for lunch. George and Lily asked what they were having for lunch. Mrs. Mouse says, chicken nuggets and chips.
George shouted, yay! They sat down and ate their dinner.
Lily said, this is really good, Mrs. Mouse.
Thank you, said Mrs. Mouse. After eating, George asked Lily's mum if they could play at Lily's house.
Mrs. Mouse said, yes, of course. So George and Lily walked to Lily's house.
Lily knocked on the door. Lily's brother, Ollie, answered the door. Lily asked, where is Mum? Ollie said, she is shopping with Stuart. When George went home, he was tired, so he went to bed.
The following day was Christmas Eve. George was getting more and more excited about Christmas. It was only a day away. George went out to play with Lily again. They were playing outside in the snow when George's mum called him in because she wanted to tell him something. She sat him down and told him, sadly, that they could not afford Christmas.
George felt so sad he could not believe what he was hearing. When his mum asked him if he was okay, he said yes, but only because he didn't want to upset his mum.
He ran outside, running past Lily. He ignored her questions and kept running.
George ended up in Winter Wonderland. Still sad, he went on the Ferris wheel.
At the top, he saw Santa passing by on his sleigh. Santa saw that he was sad and asked, why are you sad?
George said, because we can't afford Christmas. Santa offered him a lift home that night. George went to bed feeling very, very sad.
In the morning, Christmas Day, George got up and what do you think he saw under the Christmas tree?
Lots and lots of presents.
He couldn't believe his eyes and shouted to his mum and dad to come downstairs quickly.
They were amazed. How could this be?
Santa had come after all, and when George looked out of the window, he saw Santa and his sleigh disappearing into the distance.
He waved and Santa waved back.
Ho ho ho, Merry Christmas everyone.
The message in this story is if you believe
in Santa, magical things happen.